Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, said the ministry is encouraging persons with underlying health conditions to take the COVID-19 vaccine.
So if you are diabetic, hypertensive, if you have asthma, if you have been pre-exposed to any condition, these are the people who we really consider vulnerable group, as we call them, to get vaccinated. And we are planning to get those persons vaccinated to bring that rate up to about 70% by August. So we're going to be doing that. The community health services, they're going to be working specifically with those persons at the community level who are already registered diabetics or already registered persons with pre-existing conditions, to bring them up to first that level of awareness and understanding of the protection that is offered, and also to see if we can capitalize on those persons who have not yet taken their vaccine to get vaccinated as well. Generally, the vaccines are available across the Vincent and the Grenadines at health facilities. But in addition to that, we're also going to be putting some other measures in place to make sure that the vaccines are easily accessible during the carnival season as well. So we still encourage persons to get vaccinated. We're going to definitely focus on a more overall health and wellness approach of the individual, which is what we also started doing as well.
That was Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. In the region, vaccinated individuals traveling to Barbados will no longer have to be tested for COVID-19 before entering the island. Prime Minister Mia Mottley made the revelation during a news conference on Saturday. She also announced that the wearing of face masks outdoors will now be optional. However, Ms. Mottley said people must continue to wear their mask when indoors and on public transport. She added that all COVID-19 health protocols will remain in effect in schools. In Trinidad and Tobago, most health regulations were removed on April 4th. This allowed vaccinated and unvaccinated people to again congregate at beaches, rivers, places of worship, restaurants, gyms, casinos, nightclubs, and bars. But persons must still wear a mask in public spaces except when engaging in sporting activity. Also, travelers entering the country are still required to produce the results of their antigen test, as PCR tests will no longer be required. Unvaccinated non-nationals are still not allowed into Trinidad and Tobago. In the international arena, the head of the World Health Organization, the WHO, warned on Sunday that the COVID-19 pandemic is most certainly not over, despite a decline in reported cases since the peak of the Omicron wave. The United Nations Health Agency's Director General, Tedros Ghebreyesus, told officials gathered in Geneva for the opening of the WHO's annual meeting that declining testing and sequencing means that the governments are blinding themselves to the evolution of the virus. He also noted that close to 1 billion people in low-income countries still have not been vaccinated. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.